Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You fur-headed idiots do not appreciate my cheerful good morning.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, focus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now, forget this, 28 years and 3 weeks. Wow, getting close on 29, huh? Anyway, the bottom line is we are the longest-running fight show in history, folks, often imitated, as I said, but never duplicated. Things we're going to talk about today, we'll talk with Larry and Larry. That's right, the Larry and Larry Show. Larry Merchant will be here, the HBO godfather, of course, a man that's been the most prolific boxing announcer the past 30 years, no question about that. He took over the mantle that Howard Cosell set down, of course, in the 80s, and Merchant's carried it all the way through there, having televised just about every event that HBO's done, I believe, since 1978. Okay? And then we're going to hook things up with my man, my main man. I'm talking about Larry Holmes. That's right. The Eastern Assassin will be in the house, folks. The man, of course, that went to 48-0, then lost that controversial decision to Michael Spinks. Instead of going 49-0 and tying Rocky Marciano's record, of course, he let the insults fly at Marciano and Marciano's legacy, and because of that, the boxing establishment decided to, disbar him, because he won the rematch with Michael Spinks, and they just didn't give it to him. I mean, there was no question about it. Larry Holmes lost the first fight, or at least it was a draw on the first fight. He could have went 6-6, but I had Spinks up by a round or two. But the bottom line is, in the second fight, there was no question about it. Larry Holmes, the Eastern Assassin, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, was denied his rematch fight with Michael Spinks. No question about that, of course. Both those fights taking place in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, in the house.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
The godfather of the HBO crew is in the house, folks. I'm talking about Larry Merchant, of course. And Larry, a very good morning to you, sir. How's life treating you?
Well, I'm still here trying to fight the good fight, Pedro. How about you?
I think I can say about the same thing. Still trying to fight the good fight. Of course, you in Southern California, me in Northern California. The weather in California this time of year is absolutely beautiful. Now, what have we got coming up on the HBO boxing schedule? What fights are coming up soon?
Well, you can start and stop with this weekend with Alvarado and Rios, and then Dener. It's, you know, Alvarado Rios is a can't miss action fight. And, you know, a fight that could have consequences for the junior welterweight and welterweight divisions and so on. But mainly it figures to be a hell of a fight.
Hmm. Okay. Now, who would you favor there?
I favor Rios a little bit. But Alvarado is a tough, tough guy, but I think Rios may be a little bit more athletic, but this may be a fight that will has a whole lot more to do about it than skill.
Okay, Rios now 30 and zip with a draw. Of course, he hasn't made weight in his last couple of fights, now moving up to 140 pounds, taking on Mike Alvarado, 33 and zip, 23 KOs. Should we look down upon Rios for not making weight the last two fights? I mean, not once, but twice.
You know what? I don't like it. The guy signs a contract, he's supposed to live up to the contract. And that's not just for the opponent, but also for the fans and for everybody watching. And you wonder about his discipline, you wonder about his condition, you wonder about if he came to fight. You wonder about why he would put himself in his title if he had one in jeopardy. And in the end, it's costing these guys money. I mean, the same thing happened to Brandon.
Corrales and Castillo didn't have weight problems back in those great fights, remember?
I'm sorry?
The late Diego Corrales and Jose Luis Castillo.
We know in modern boxing, because of the earlier weigh-ins than in yesteryear, that fighters manipulate weight. They try to fight at the lowest effective weight where they'll be strongest. And sometimes they torture their bodies to do so. And then as they get a little older, and if they're successful and they're not fighting as often as they did when they were younger, they find it harder and harder to match those kinds of low weights, mm-hmm. and they have to naturally move up in weight. We all, you know, understand that whole dynamic. But, you know, lately, just as Broner did in his last fight, they laugh it off, even if it's costing them a lot of money. I don't know what Broner came out of his last fight with. Now he's going to be fighting DeMarco at lightweight in November, another date to pencil in. But the only thing we can do is hold them to their contracts and to penalize them enough that they decide that it's not worth it, that if you're going to make, if you have to go to a higher weight, you do so.
Okay. Larry Merchant's our guest, folks. Of course, the HBO Godfather now. Recently, Edwin Wright.
You know, Pedro, just as a reminder, you mentioned Diego Corrales, who was a very tall junior featherweight, a junior lightweight, if you remember.
Right.
He was the first one who told me, and put it in a plain language. He says, I'll be able to do this as long as I'm a really young fighter. As I get older, I'm not going to be able to torture my body close to the day and get away with it.
Hmm. Okay. Talk about the late Diego Corrales, of course, lost his life five years ago this past May. God, it's been 5 years already, in a motorcycle accident that had alcohol involved in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, last week, there was a fight in HBO. Edwin Rodriguez and Jason Escalera, and Rodriguez ended up winning, but he weighed in at 166 and ended up weighing like 187 pounds. Larry, why is HBO, why are you guys even having weigh-ins if guys are going to, if guys weigh in 21 pounds or 20
pounds?
You know,
we don't make the rules. If he made weight, he made weight. If he had to weaken himself to make weight, then that should show up in the fight. But that's on him. And I didn't think it was a great match or a great fight. But if he wants to get into the super middleweight mix, he's going to have to show that he's not really a light heavyweight.
Okay. Question for you coming in on the email here. How does Haseem Rahman, the age of 39 years old, at 255 pounds, whatever, fat as a Michelin man with two tires around his waist, how does he get ranked number one by the WBA?
The question answers itself, Pedro. We all know that these organizations are just modern versions of the old mafia. They'll go wherever the money is. They'll do whatever it's necessary to make as much money as they can. And if a promoter says, well, we don't know who to fight, but here's a guy who used to be the champion, why don't you rank him number one, blah, 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 blah. They're corrupt. They don't follow their own rules. And which may be a good thing, because their rules are bad. But one of the fallouts of all this, Pedro, is that there's no such thing as a contender anymore. Everybody's a mandatory or a champion of some kind. There's no the word contender has virtually disappeared from the language of boxing.
Okay. This guy's no contender. Of course, he's been a champion 112, 115, and now 122 pounds, taking it back 118 as well. I'm talking about the WBO title holder, Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, 29-1, 18 KOs. Taking on Japanese champion Toshiaka Nishioka, 39-4-3, 24 KOs. You got any scoops on the Japanese fighter?
Nope. Frankly, I'm more interested in the other fight. Donaire has been living off that one-punch knockout. He's a good fighter. He had a sensational knockout. And built up high expectations because everybody's looking for another star in the sport. And so I don't know much about the Japanese fighter. Donaire is a very good fighter, and he needs a spectacular performance to live up to the hype.
Okay. Little change in the guard as far as training is concerned. Amir Khan taking Virgil Hunter, of course, my good friend, the guy that I've known a long time here in Northern California, trainer of Andre Ward. I remember when he used to make Andre push a station wagon around the parking lot in Hayward, California for strength. Is this a good move for Khan going to Hunter?
Well, I think that it wasn't working with Freddie Roach. I don't know why. I think that it may be the temperament of Khan doesn't somehow blend with his skill. I think he wants to be great, But you can't just make yourself great on one night. And he got, in his last fight, he got a little reckless in trying to produce the spectacular fight. I like him. He makes good fights. He has serious athletic ability. But I don't know that he has that the ability to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To know when to make the fight and to know when to play defense and to know when his speed advantage will eventually lead him to a win one way or another and maybe a knockout rather than force it to happen. And Hunter may be a very good match for him because Hunter is a guy who believes in boxing and grinding it out, and maybe that's the atmosphere and the trainer he needs.
Okay, looking towards December 1st in the Garden, the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, Miguel Cotto is going to take on Austin Trout. Austin Trout's a very live underdog, and he was an Olympic teammate with Andre Ward in 2004. I think he was an Olympic alternate, and Andre tells me he's the real deal here. How do you see that one going, Trout or Cotto? Where are you leaning?
No, the honest truth, and I don't know if there's any such thing as a dishonest truth, I've never seen Trout. Yeah. I hear he's a good boxer, and that's why people are giving him a serious chance against Cotto. Cotto's going to be fighting at home in Madison Square Garden, which will help to motivate him after his fight with Mayweather when he gave a great effort.
Okay.
And there's a prize out there for him, which is another motivation, which is an opportunity to fight Canelo Alvarez, perhaps, if he wins.
Okay, last question for you before I let the godfather of the HBO crew go. Is Saul Alvarez as green as guacamole? Is that why they feed him small little guys like Josito Lopez or Matthew Hatton and people like that? I mean, I realize everybody's got to build a resume, but his resume seems to be
well, the only thing I could say about that is this. They try to get him to fight Kirkland. And Kirkland priced himself out of the fight. Why?
True.
I'm not saying that as long as he's a big gate attraction, that they're not trying to move the needle very slowly. But he does what he has to do. I like him as a young fighter. We'll see what happens if he steps up to the elite level, whether it's Cotto, even possibly Mayweather. He's a huge young star. There are very few of those.
Okay.
And if he turns out to be the real deal, better yet.
Before I let you go, I'm driving down Broadway in San Francisco, and guess who I saw standing on the corner of Broadway and Columbus? You'll never guess.
I won't. Tell me.
Ludabella.
Is something going on in the Bay Area that would bring Ludabella there that we know about?
The Giants baseball.
Ah. Well, you're right. He's a huge baseball fan. I know that.
I couldn't believe it. This guy's walked around the street. Hey, Lou! I screamed at him, Lou! And he turns around. It was Lou DeBella out in the middle of nowhere, like halfway between Chinatown and North Beach. So
has it ever been better for baseball in the Bay Area than right now?
No, probably not. All the best to you, Godfather. I thank you so much for your time,
Pedro.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved
credit. Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but you know this. If you tuned into the show before, you know that I'm often imitated but never duplicated. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years, you know. And I see these guys coming up with these upstart radio shows. Yeah, I'm the king of boxing, and I'm this and I'm that. You know what, you guys, I hate to say it, but you couldn't carry my jockstrap, okay? That's just the way it is. That's the way Larry Holmes put it to Michael Spinks and Rocky Marciano back in 1985, and that's the way I feel right now. As far as radio is concerned, I am often imitated but never duplicated. But then again, we come to the early part of October, and it's always been a bit of a bummer for me because October 2nd, 1980, I sat there in these stands at Caesar's Palace with tears in my eyes and watched Muhammad Ali get taken apart by a much younger Larry Holmes, of course. Muhammad Ali stepping into the ring at 38 years old, hadn't fought in almost 2 years. Of course, coming off that win over Leon Spinks after losing to Leon Spinks, in which I thought was a bit, I don't want to say fixed, but I just don't think that Ali prepared himself for Leon Spinks the first time and that he was willing to lose to the upstart, the Olympian, who was something like 7-0, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist. I think he was willing to lose to him in order to prop up a third fight and a chance for him to, a second fight, and a chance for him to come back and win the heavyweight championship of the world for the third time. So the bottom line is Muhammad Ali's in one corner, Larry Holmes is in another corner, but I've got to tell you about the fight before the fight, okay? You know, Muhammad Ali was looking out the window at the ring and the arena being built outside on the parking lot, the tennis courts of Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and he looked out the window and he said to a friend of mine, he goes, you know, something's just not right. I'm just not right for this. He goes, well, why don't we cancel the fight, champ? Why don't we put the fight on hold? He goes, no, there's too many people already taken their airline tickets. Too many people are here. Too many people lose money. He goes, I can't put that on them. I've got to come through. I've got to come through with my obligations. I've got to step in the ring last night, tomorrow night, and beat Larry Holmes for the heavyweight championship of the world. Well, we knew that wasn't going to happen. I mean, you could try all you want. You could pray all you want. You know, you could do just about everything you could. But the bottom line is, there's no way a 38-year-old man is going to beat up on a much younger Larry Holmes. I mean, Larry Holmes was in his prime at the time, 35-0, something like that. I mean, he was the man, the Eastern Assassin. You'll hear him in just a few minutes talking about, of course, people like George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. But he didn't want to fight Ali. He didn't want to. He was forced into it. And then, of course, Don King promising Muhammad Ali $8 million, of course, of which the Muslims take half, or, you know, his religious sect took half of his money, much like Colonel Tom Parker took half of Elvis Presley's money. Okay? But the Muslims would get half, and then Don didn't even come up with the entire $8 million. Came up with something like four. And he gave, you know, Ali two, and the Muslims took two. So the Muslims sort of got the short end of the stick on that one, as well as did Muhammad Ali. But that was Don King. And I'll never forget Don King telling a friend of mine who was standing with Muhammad Ali in the hallway at Caesar's Palace the day before the fight, don't you mess with my fight. He didn't use the mess word, he used the F word. Don't you mess with my fight. Don't you mess with my fight. Because, you know, King knew that Ali was in no condition to fight. I mean, Ali had been under the treatment of this Dr. Williams for this some thyroid issue, and they said that, you know, the fact that he was putting on weight was the fact that his thyroid was either overactive or underactive. But the bottom line is they put him on something called Thyrolar. And while it took off all the weight, I mean, Ali looked okay physically. I mean, he was 217 and a half, you know, which light wasn't right. I mean, he was trying to say light was right, but light wasn't right, at least not that night, not in my mind. I mean, he comes in there against Larry Holmes. Holmes comes in very trim, younger, faster, didn't lose a minute of a round, maybe lost the first minute of the seventh round, but that was it. I mean, that really was it. You know, and Muhammad Ali going 10 rounds, getting battered about, and Holmes really didn't want to hurt him. I mean, Larry was telling me, I didn't want to hit Muhammad. I didn't want to hit him hard, but, you know, that's my job. My job is, you know, to beat people up, essentially, and defend the heavyweight championship of the world. And that's what he had to do, okay? And when Ali got up on his toes there in the seventh round and started to dance around, you know, Holmes told me later, he said, listen, I had to put an end to that because they couldn't have him beginning to start any momentum or anything like that. I had to put Ali down right then and there. And then, of course, Larry stepped into it, started working with the jab, started working with a couple of body shots here and there, working the right hands to the head. You know, at the end of the 10th round, the late, great Angelo Dundee, who passed away earlier this year at the age of 90, of course, one of my buddies from the 5th Street Gym in Miami, Florida. And if you hear me laughing and smiling, it's only because of the younger times of my life where I got to go down to the gym and, you know, Muhammad was there and Angelo was there and Chris Dundee was there. That's Angelo's older brother who passed away about 10 or 12 years ago. I mean, he was a character. He would bet on cockroach races, but he bet on everything. Chris Dundee, of course, was a promoter, and he promoted the first Liston Ali fight, the one down there, of course, in Miami, Florida, where a lot of people think that it was a fix, that when Sonny Liston quit at the end of the eighth round, that the fight was a fix. Well, it wasn't. Sonny had been beaten up pretty good. Sonny had a bad shoulder. I mean, we had Paul Gallander, the author in here of Sonny Liston, the story of the Ali Liston fights, the real story. I mean, he's got it all. He documented all this stuff for 35 years. And he admitted that while Sonny did throw the second fight, he didn't throw the first fight. And the first fight, of course, ended in a TKO, and Ady said he threw his shoulder out, you know, and Ali had been hurt by some liniment that was on, some cut liniment that was on Liston's gloves that got into Ali's eyes about the fourth round. Ali wanted Angelo Dundee to cut the gloves off. He wasn't going to go for that. He said, son, you got to go out there and fight. You got to run. So he sent him around the ring running for one round. Finally, Ali got his vision back. And then he went to work on Liston, and, you know, by the end of the eighth round, Liston said, you know what, I had enough. And he retired on his stool. Now, rumor has it he went back to his dress room and took a stool and threw it through a wall with his left hand, the left shoulder that he allegedly hurt. Now, the author, Paul, said that, you know, that didn't happen that way. That, yeah, he did lose the first fight squarely, but the second fight was a fix. And that the black Muslims had kidnapped Geraldine Liston, who was Sonny Liston's wife, one of his wives, whether she was common law or married, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is they had some kids together, and they kidnapped her, and they released her on the day of the fight. And basically they were telling Sonny like this, look, we know what time it is. You know what time it is. Either you lose this fight or something happens to Geraldine and your family. Of course, Sonny Liston died in 1970, and the big question was, did he commit suicide? Did he overdose on heroin? Did the mob kill him? No, no. He died of natural causes, folks. He was laying on his bed in his apartment in his house in Las Vegas, and he expired. It was due to natural causes. No murder, no heroin, no mafia. The fact that he didn't throw the fight with Chuck Wepner 3 or 4 months earlier had nothing to do with it. The bottom line is Sonny Liston died of natural causes. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, the Eastern Assassin, Larry Holmes, in the house. Shut your mind.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, folks. Boxing royalty is in the house. That's right. The godfather of Easton, Pennsylvania. The man that owns the entire town. Larry Holmes is on the line from somewhere on the East Coast. And Larry, how goes it today, my brother?
Hey, man, everything is good, but you got to make it clear. I don't own that east in Pennsylvania. I just live there.
No, Larry.
You're gonna have everybody hollering at me because the taxes are keep going up.
No, just have everybody calling you up, hitting you up for a loan.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? But,
okay.
I got to come out there where you at.
69-6, 44 KOs, the world heavyweight champion. God, he went 48-0. His accomplishments are a Hall of Fame material, no question about that. And I got some questions for you from the people on the internet. First of all, the George Foreman fight, when Harold tried to put something together in the 90s, you guys came close on that, didn't you?
Well, we were very close. Matter of fact, the one guy gave George $1 million, and he gave me $500,000 to put the fight on. And we took that money. We both signed an agreement. But for some reason or another, George didn't want to do the fight, or the guy pulled out of the fight. I don't know what happened, but that was something that I wanted to do. That's one of the fights that I wanted to fight. More than any fight that I ever fought, I wanted to fight that fight.
Okay. Did you get to keep the money?
Yes, I was able to keep the money, you know, but it wasn't a money thing, you know, because $500,000 wasn't really nothing when you were talking about $10 million.
Yeah, I understand.
So, more important than that, I wanted to fight, and I wanted to show people that I could beat George Foreman, that he wasn't a man that everybody thinks he is, and he's one of the biggest athletes out there with the he's the biggest phony out there as far as being a fighter.
Well, you know what, Larry, you know I grew up with him here, right? Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch him in the Golden Gloves. I watch him train at Newman's Gym. And I think what really killed me about George was when he took that dog up on that hotel balcony and that German Shepherd he had, and he got that dog to jump off the balcony to show how disciplined and how much the dog behaved him. I thought that showed the Burger King of the United States a little bit sick.
It's a lot sick, you know, especially when you come to dogs. And I happen to love dogs. I got two of them myself, but they're small ones. They are Maltese, and they're my killers. But you know what? Anytime, you know, you do harm to a dog that you train, the dog learn to love you and stuff like that, and you get them to do that stuff, it is crazy, you know. Yeah. Michael Vick, he did a year and a half in jail, man, because he crossed the line, you know,
right,
putting in dogs and dog fights and stuff like that. George Foreman should have been put in jail, you know, but not too many people knew about it probably, and they didn't push the thing because they think that George Foreman is really a nice guy. But it shows you how nice of a guy he is by making a dog jump off the roof to commit suicide.
Yep, that was pretty sick. Hey, we're talking about with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin, of course, the world heavyweight champion for quite a long time. And Larry, I'm getting questions here on the internet. Who hit you the hardest, Ernie Shavers or Ronaldo Snipes?
Well, I tell you what, Ronaldo hit me, but he didn't hit me like that. I didn't see no stars and hear no bells or nothing. Ernie Shavers definitely hit me the hardest. You know, the hardest puncher that I ever fought. I have been to fight Ernie Shavers twice, and coming up, I was his sparring partner, so I know how hard Ernie could hit. And that's one of the things that I was watching out for, is that devastating right hand in that left hook.
Okay. We're talking with Larry Holmes, of course, the Eastern Assassin, folks, the former world heavyweight champion. The man says he doesn't own half of Eastern Pennsylvania, be it when I call City Hall and I say I want to talk to the mayor, they put me through the Larry's line. So I don't know what's going on there. Larry, Marciano, the big controversy with Marciano, you were 48-0 and you lost the decision to Spinks and this and that. Did you think the first fight, did you think the score? Now, the second fight was definitely a heist. I mean, they had it in for you. There was no doubt about it. But the first fight, did you think the scoring was about right the first fight or what?
No, I thought I had a draw out of that, or I was shaved it by a point.
Okay.
Because he didn't do anything wrong. I was more aggressive and everything else. Even though he was throwing a lot of punches and it was being blocked, but people, they was counting them anyway. But you know how that was.
Yeah, I know
it was
that
politics was. Politics thing. It was all about politics. And I dealt with it and I let it go, you know. I mean, you know, hey, that's the way it is. You know, win some, you lose some. And that night, I stepped in the ring with Michael Spinks and I lost. So they said I lost, fine.
But
no more pressure I had to deal with.
Yeah. But Larry, you had a lot. You showed the stones to stand up to the boxing establishment. Not too many guys do that. I mean, we got Manny Pacquiao now. He can call all the shots in the world. You got Bob Arum leading him around on a leash.
Well, you know what, Manny Pacquiao, he's a nice guy and one of my favorite fighters. And, you know, Bob Arum always want to control people, and he tried to do that with his money because, you know, that's what we fight for, money, and Bob Arum can go out and get him. And Pacquiao, being a foreigner, probably thinks that Bob Arum is like God, and whatever thing he says, you have to go by.
Yep.
But that's not so. I'd rather see Pacquiao do his own thing, and if Mayweather ever comes, fine. If not, fine. But don't let Bob Arum or anybody push him too far out of his weight class, because eventually that will get you. And he's a good fighter. I mean, the last fight he had, we might have thought it was easy for him, but it wasn't, because he kept moving. And even though he was getting hit and wasn't getting hit a whole lot, he was getting hit. And, you know, when you get hit like that, that takes something out of you. So he don't need those kind of a fight. So he should take a rest. Don't worry about no fighting, no time soon. I understand he got $15 million, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yep.
But just to take a rest and come back whenever he wants to.
What about these Klitschkos? What about these Klitschkos, Larry? Is it fair that they are 6'7", 260 pounds, or there should be another? Should there be another weight class?
No, it's fine. You know, no guys. Look, when we was out there, Ali's out there, the foremans, and we all out there, we didn't care if they were 12 feet tall. You know, we would go out there and do what we had to do is bring them down.
Yeah.
Ernie Correll, look how big he was when he got there. Ali says, Timber, what happened? He falls down.
Yeah.
But we had more discipline back then, more so than these guys have now. You didn't hear about a foreigner coming over here beating us. You didn't hear that. Ali would not allow that. Joe Frazier would not allow that. George Foreman would not allow that. And now these guys are taking over, and we don't have American heavyweight champion in the world no more. Well, everybody's foreign. So that's the problem.
I got to ask you this, and I asked Don King this about 5 or 6 years ago. What happened to the hungry black athlete in this country?
I don't know. Maybe they think football, basketball, baseball will get them to where they want to go. But that's the same kind of game. All games that you do today is a fight, you know. You might think that's easy, you can get away with baseball, but, you know, Lou Gehrig said the same thing. And what he got? He developed Lou Gehrig disease by getting hit with that baseball side of his head by sliding into first base, home plate and stuff like that. Those are the problems they have. So today, no sport's easy that we can get in there and KO, but people just got the wrong idea about boxing. Boxing, these guys can fight, they can make some money, but they got to dedicate themselves, they got to discipline. And if they don't do that, we'll never become the heavyweight champion. We won't own that championship no more in America.
You know, Larry, you know what's funny is that I train harder for 3-round fights, and I see some of these guys training for 8-round fights nowadays. I'm not kidding you. I mean, we go in the ring, we go in the gym, we spar 8 rounds, we do the bag for 6-7 rounds, we jump rope for 6 rounds, we would do our mitt work, the whole 9 yards, the shadow boxing, the stretching, the sit-ups. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was in the gym 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. These guys fly in the gym now, they're in, they're out. 35, 45 minutes, and they're done, and they're wondering why they don't have the stamina to go the distance. I mean, these guys are struggling out the 8th and 9th round.
Well, you know, because they're not disciplining themselves. They're just going out there for show. They want everybody to say, hey, man, you all right? You a boxer? Yeah, I'm a boxer, you know, and whatnot. It ain't about that. You got to go out there and prove yourself and work hard to do it, you know, or you're just going to be sitting on the shelf all the time, but. And nobody's going to really pay any mind to you. But, you know, you've got to get back to the old days, in the old way, with the good trainers. And there are no good trainers no more. I think the only real trainer out there now is Freddie Roach. Probably. He's probably the only good trainer out there now.
But that's the key, isn't it? If there's nobody to teach the trade, the skill, the sweet science, nobody's going to learn it.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, when I was out there, I had the Eddie Futch, I had the Ray Arcel, I had the Freddie Browns, you know what I mean? I had those guys, man. Those were the top trainers. You couldn't beat those guys. Those guys out there were the Marciano guys and the Joe Lewis and things like that. They know. They knew how to work fighters, and they know how to keep them cool and get the fight out of them. But today, these guys, they go out there and do it. He ain't nothing. He ain't this. He ain't that. It takes more than just talk to make a champion.
Takes more than just talk to make a champion. That comes from a true champion, folks. Larry, the Easton Assassin Holmes. Larry, one more thing. Lenny Williams, the singer, is coming up on the show a little bit later. You know who he is?
Yeah, I know Lenny Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lenny.
I heard his song. Yeah, yeah.
So Very Hard to Go, because I love you, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, I'll say hello to Lenny for you. I'm going to see Lenny next week in concert.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I'm going to pull some of this stuff up on the computer anyway, because I'm still in all the music that I can do now, because pretty soon we won't be able to do that.
Yeah. You know what? Larry Holmes, you've been a class act. You treated me like gold all these years, and I love you, and I thank you so much. Say hello to your lovely wife and your family, man.
I will. Thanks, man. And we'll be talking to you, man. Anytime you need me, give me a shout.
Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than $1 a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Always fun to have Larry Holmes in the house. Of course, Larry Merchant a little bit earlier. The Larry Show. That's what they should call us today. The Larry Show. Not the Pedro Fernandez Ring Talk Show. The Larry Show. So I had both Larrys in the house, and I enjoyed both the presence of both of them. Of course, we talked about heavyweights a little earlier with Muhammad Ali and Joe Louis and, you know, Sonny Liston and Rocky Marciano and guys like that, Sam Langford and Jack Johnson. And, you know, I don't rate Muhammad Ali number one. I mean, he comes in with a record of 56 wins, 5 losses. He was stopped one time. It was by Larry Holmes. And, of course, he had 37 KOs. He did fight once after that October 1980 fight. He fought, I believe, in September of 1981 against Trevor Burbick over in Jamaica. And that fight didn't end too well either. Although Ali did look better in that fight than he did the Larry Holmes fight. I mean, at least that fight was competitive. But I don't rate Muhammad Ali number one. I rate Larry Holmes number one.
69-6, 44 KOs. Of course, the one stoppage at the hands of Mike Tyson. No shame there, folks. Mike Tyson was pretty close to his peak. Larry Holmes wasn't. As far as the rest of the heavyweights are concerned, I'm going to have to go with Jack Johnson. People laugh about this because he was a turn-of-the-century fighter, 1897 to 1931, but he was 53-11, 34 KOs, and he had 9 draws, and he had about 100 fights that don't count. They call them newspaper fights. They call them, here's what's up. At one point in time, boxing was illegal here in the United States, so they held boxing exhibitions where guys would go out and fight each other, but there would be no judges involved. There'd really be no judges. There was a referee, but no judges. The newspaper columnists of that town would score the fight. That's why if you go back and look at some of the fine records at BoxRec.com, this B-O-X-R-E-C, BoxRec.com, is put together on the heavyweights and his history's greatest fighters and this and that, you'll see there's a lot of newspaper-scored fights. That's what they call them, newspaper-scored fights, because the fights weren't allowed to take place. You were allowed to put on a boxing exhibition, but you couldn't put on a live pro prize fight, per se, which blew me away. So I have no idea why that went on. But the bottom line is, of course, like Prohibition, that was eventually removed. But if I rate Larry Holmes number one, I'd have to rate Muhammad Ali probably about number second, number two. Then I go with Jack Johnson, number three. As far as number four is concerned, you could throw a lot of guys up there. You know, maybe Mike Tyson, maybe Evander Holyfield. You know, Max Schmeling was a hell of a fighter. Of course, a German fighter that beat Joe Louis the first time back in the 30s and then lost to him in that one-round crunching, that first one-round knockout that got Adolf Hitler to turn off the radios in Germany. Remember that one? Schmeling went, 56-10? 4 draws and 40 KOs, an orthodox fighter. Of course, he just died a couple years ago. He was the longest living heavyweight champion in history. The guy lived to like 99. I kid you not. He was just a few days short of 100. Okay? But when I look at the rest of these, you know, so-called heavyweight rankings and this and that, you know, I see some good names there and some bad names. But, you know, like Joe Jeanette, I don't think I'd have him ranked in the top 20. George Foreman, probably a little bit better than number 19. This is according to BoxRec.com. BoxRec.com's got Max Baer. Of course, Max Baer, of course, the father of Jethro Bodine, Max Baer Jr. of the Beverly Hillbillies fame from the 1960s TV show. Max coming in at 66-13, 3 draws, and 51 KOs from 1929 to 1941. He was the world heavyweight champion. And then the man that we discussed and gets no respect whatsoever. I'm talking about the great Charles Sonny Liston. 1953 to 1970, he might have been born as early as 1917. We don't know. All we know is that he's a lot older than what he was said to have been. His record was 50 wins, 4 losses, 39 KOs, of course. His fights, the Leotis Martin fight, was a fight in which he got stopped in. That was about 2 fights before his death. In 1970, New Year's Eve, 1970. Okay, but, of course, he had the 2 losses to Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali. The first one, legitimate. The second one, not. And, of course, he had a loss earlier in his career. But the bottom line is, you know, you want to talk great heavyweight champions. If Sonny didn't have a gun put to his head, if Sonny's wife wasn't being held hostage, if Sonny's family wasn't in danger, you think he could have beat Muhammad Ali? I mean, there's a chance of it. No doubt about it, there's a chance of it. Because, you know, he was a big, ugly monster, the big bear that nobody could beat. And Ali came in and beat him so handily. If things were right, I don't think, I'll put it this way, I think that fight might have turned out a little bit different than the way both those fights did turn out. Of course, Ali winning both fights, the first fight as Cassius Clay, the second fight as Muhammad Ali against the great Sonny Liston. Of course, Sonny Liston, the book is out. The Liston Ali fights, they are happening. Check them out on my website, ringtalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.